great and merciful Heavenly Father, we but a few of thy children are gathered together in this place to sing praise to you, to hear hymns, to reflect upon your Son and the wondrous joys that you give unto us each and every day. We pray, Lord, that this service might rise to you as a sweet-smelling savor. Lord, we thank you for your wonderful blessings. We thank you most especially for your Son, that through him our sins are forgiven and we may have a place in your kingdom if we want it. Lord, we thank you for your wonderful blessings. We pray these and all things in and through the name of the Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Good. Let not your heart be You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free, and not using your liberty as a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king.
We're going to pause now for a closing prayer, after which we will have some announcements. Our most glorious and gracious Father in heaven, Father, we lift up unto you our voices and our hearts in praise, glorifying your name, hoping that you will be with us all the days of our lives, recognizing that as we depart this place, we will all spread to different areas And we ask, Father, that you would be with us and that you would strengthen us, that we could praise you with strength, that we could glorify you in the world. Be with us that we might be lights in darkness. Be with us that we might be a voice in the wilderness. Help us, Father, to glorify you in all ways in this world. As we look forward to that great day when your Son will return, and strengthen us and guide us that we might be with him and that he might be in us. And so, Father, as we have praised you now through this program, we ask, Father, that we would praise you in all ways in our life, that you might be glorified through us, and that all might see you. So we give thanks and bless and praise your most holy name, Father, in and through the Son that you have given, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.